God is faithful. And we thank God for the service this morning. A great service. I told Pastor Ben, I said, great service. It was. God used him this morning to talk about the resurrection, talk about the death of Jesus Christ. You know, he died that we might live, didn't he? I mean, had he not died, we couldn't live. We wouldn't be able to live. But he died that we might live. And Pastor Ben pointed out this morning that he died voluntarily. Jesus said, no man take my life, but I lay it down on myself. I have power to lay it down, I have power to take it up again. So he laid his life down, you know, and we understand that. We thank God for that. Now, I've got some food for thought tonight before we get started. Hallelujah. And it's, why did Jesus die? And you can read the scripture at 1 Corinthians 1:18. The message of the cross is the power of God. We can never grasp the horror of human sin until we realize it caused the Son of God to be crucified. Not Pilate, not Judas, not the mob, but sin. The ravages of war and the poverty, the wrenching pain of loneliness and rejection, the haunting cry of the orphan and widow, the dying gasp of the world starving, these and a thousand other tragedies all bear witness to the fact that we live in a world poisoned by sin. And that is why Jesus died. A terrible, bitter cup of humanity's sin sent him to the cross. Jesus prayed in those last hours, "Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Matthew 26:39. There was no other way. Why did he drink that awful cup? So you and I would not have to. Sin is a powerful force in the universe, for it sent Jesus to the cross. But the love of God is the greatest force in the universe. That is why held him to the cross, the love of God. Isn't that right? The love of God held him to the cross. Nails couldn't hold him. See, because he laid his life, he had power, you know, not to get on that cross. But he loved. He loved us so. For God so loved the world that did what? Gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave his Son. And his Son died that we might live. And we thank God for that tonight. God is so faithful. Now, we've been talking about faith and some of the people of God that walked by faith. You know, we read four scriptures. I'm not going to read them tonight, but I'll see if I can maybe give them out. We read four scriptures signifying or testifying or letting us know the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk 2:4, Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38. So God made it plain that he have called for his people to walk by faith and not by sight. Isn't that right? Sir? Oh. Are we a little slower? All right. I'm sorry. Habakkuk 2:4. Romans 1:17. I guess I'm thinking people taking short at, huh? I'm sorry. Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38. And these scriptures, they govern our relationship to God and our participation in the salvation provided through Jesus Christ. God is good. Now, we talked about Enoch. Enoch was a man that He walked with God. The Bible says Enoch lived 65 years and he begat Methuselah. And after he begat Methuselah, he walked with God 300 years and he begat sons and daughters. Amen? But Enoch wasn't found because God took him. He kept walking with God and believing God and living for God and obeying God. And God took him. Now, he was a witness for the Lord. Now, let's look in the book of Jude. It's only one chapter in Jude. It's Jude. It's just before Revelation. Jude, then Revelation. Jude 1, and it's only one chapter in Jude. Jude 1, and verses 14 and 15. It talks about Enoch. Enoch. He was a man that walked with God and loved God and obeyed God. He lifted the standard of truth. He lived a pure life in that generation that was full of sin, full of adultery, full of homosexuality. There was a lot of that back there. Isn't that right? In that day. Amen. But here was a man that walked with God. And listen to what the Word of God said about Enoch. What does it say? Enoch. All right, let's read to Enoch. It's Jude chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. It's talking about Enoch, right? Enoch the seventh. Let's read this. Enoch the seventh from Adam. Stop. He prophesied about these men also. See, because there's a lot of sin and ungodliness there. And Enoch, being a man of God, lifting the standard. Doesn't say a lot about Enoch, but he lifted the standard and he did prophesy. See, when you're living for the Lord, you have to speak out against sin. Isn't that right? There's too many compromisers today. Too many that are afraid to speak truth. But God's got a few, haven't he? God got some people that's got a backbone. God have given them holy boldness. And that's what it takes in these last days. We got to have courage. What did the Lord say to Joshua? Be strong and have a good courage. You got to have courage. You got to have boldness. You can't be a wimp. That's right. Not in really serve God and get something done worthwhile for God. Isn't that right? I mean, some people, ula my suda, my handare, ula bahaya. Some people, they don't care about working for God or doing anything for God. But we got to realize we're going to stand before God one day. Isn't that right? We all are. And what's going to be? We're not going to have no excuse. None whatsoever. But God has blessed us. We're living in America, and we're free now, aren't we? We are free. So, saints of God, let's not take this freedom. Let's not just, what word do I want to use here? Let's not take it for granted. That's what I want to say. Let's not take this freedom for granted. God has blessed us, and let's be up and about our Father's business every day. Isn't that right? And let's make sure we pray every day. Make sure we get in the Scripture every day. Talk to God. God is our Father. And he want to hear us and see us talking to him. Isn't that right, Sister Ruth? She can tell you because Sister Ruth is a prayer warrior. Amen. And God want us to talk to him daily. And here's a man back there, and he walked with God for 300 years, but he prophesied. He prophesied. What did he say? What did he say about Enoch? Stop. He said, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints. 10,000 of his saints to do what? He coming to execute judgment upon all right? Stop. To convict all that are ungodly, to execute judgment upon all, and to convict all that are ungodly, all right? Among them, listen, among them all. You're not leaving nobody out. All means you're not leaving nobody out. All those sinners, all those liars, all those hypocrites, all those whoremongers, all of them. Hallelujah. Thank God. God is faithful, and he always have been, and he always will be. We can depend on God. Isn't that right? We can depend upon him. God will do what he said. That's really why we can say Deuteronomy 4:7. Whoever God like our God? Do you know any? Hallelujah. God himself is the Almighty. Hallelujah. And God said, he's God. He said, is there any more like me? He said, I know not any. God don't know any. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for his goodness and his faithfulness, his grace and mercy. The grace of God. I love this scripture. And let me quote it again. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness, and that's what Jude was speaking about, wasn't it? Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live what? Soberly, righteous, and godly. Did it say in heaven? Right here, did it? In this present world, right here in the nasty here and now. God is calling for his people to walk worthy of him. Jesus said, but if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And thank God, hallelujah, to be free in this lost world. We live in a place where there are many that are without God in this world. Isn't that right? Unsaved, and without, they don't know God. Hallelujah. And the devil have got people running down the trail to hell. He really have. He deceived people. But God's faithful. And here's a man that, see, in order to, God wants us to finish well. Not only start out running in this race of life. He wants us to continue, doesn't he? Continue and to finish well. Here's a man that's finished well. Hallelujah. He finished well. What does it say? Who are ungodly among them all. Now, this is Enoch talking, right? The ungodly deeds, what? My. Isn't this something? Listen to all the ungodliness he's talking here. He's talking about all of them and all the ungodliness that they've done. This is what Enoch prophesied. He wasn't a basket case. He had a backbone. He wasn't jellyfish. He said, jellyfish don't have a backbone. But he had a backbone. He was a bold witness for God, and he prophesied. And let me tell you something. When you stand and prophesy against the ungodly, they don't like you. Isn't that right? They don't like you. Jesus said, you should be hated of what? Of all nations. All men for my name's sake. You're going to be hated. But why do they hate? Why did they hate Jesus? Why did they hate Jesus? Because Jesus was light. And they walked in darkness. Isn't that right? See, light and darkness doesn't mix, does it? Hallelujah. It collides. Praise God. It collides, light and darkness. So Jesus said, this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world. And men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds are evil. Isn't that something? See, Jesus made it plain, didn't he? He made it plain. Thank God. Hallelujah. When you get a chance, read the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John, St. John. Read the 8th chapter. You see what Jesus was preaching and teaching the truth, and why he came up against the Jewish people, see, and hallelujah, they did not have, they didn't love God, they didn't know God, and they said, we're Moses' disciples, is what they said, you know, we're Moses' disciples, and Jesus said, if you knew Moses, you would know me, they didn't know Moses, they were just putting up a front, and people put up a front, some put up a good front, amen. I tell you this much, when we're walking with God and we have discernment, the spirit, you're not going to be able to fool God's true people. Can you? No, you can't fool God's people. And I think it was Abe Lincoln said something about, like, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. Isn't that right? You can't do it. My God, my God. Hallelujah. God is faithful. And here Enoch was prophesying about these ungodly people. Isn't that right? Why? Because you know why? Reason why you speak the truth to people, you don't want to see them lost. Isn't that right? I mean, that's why we have to tell people the truth. We want to see people saved. All of them not going to get saved. We can't make nobody get saved, but we can be a light, can't we? We're salt and we're light. Jesus called us to be salt and light. And as the pastor was talking this morning about us bearing fruit. Isn't that right? God called us to bear fruit. Hallelujah. And he that bringeth forth fruit, he does what? Purges it. He purges it. Thank God he's gonna cut off some of them limbs. My God. He purges it. You ever seen anybody prune a tree? Cut back, that's right. Cut off of dead branches. So hallelujah. So the good stuff can grow on out there. Hallelujah. And this is where it is. We're Christians tonight. And God's called us to be lights. Called us to be salt. Enoch prophesied, didn't he? Because he had a stand. He took a stand for God. And he walked with God 300 years. And he got sons and daughters. And he got sons and daughters. And God took him. He was 365 years old. And God took him on home. Isn't that right? He didn't die. He did not die. He just kept on living for God and walking with God. Thank God. And God said, come on home. Come on, son. Come on. Called him on home. Didn't die. Praise God. Isn't God good? Elijah was another one that didn't die. God took him on a fiery chariot, didn't he? You better believe it. Man that walked with God and loved God and lived for God and obeyed God. And God took him to heaven on a fiery chariot. He was there talking to Elisha. Thank God. And this fiery chariot of fire and horses of fire. God is a... He's indescribable. You can't really describe God. You can't. You can do. And what's this man's name? Lockridge. He was said a lot about it, but then he said he's indescribable. You cannot. Hallelujah. We can't fathom God. We can't figure God out. But we love him and we do know him, don't we? We do know him and we love him, and we know that he called us to please him. Amen. So Enoch walked with God, and God took him. But before God took him, he had this testimony. What was his testimony? That he pleased God. Testimony, God translated him, took him on out of here. But before he was translated, he had the testimony that he pleased God. Are we pleasing God tonight? Are we pleasing God tonight? He's calling us to please him. I mean, we this year is almost out. This is August. My. What have we done for God? What are we doing for God? Have we grown any in God? I mean, let me say this much. We've got a pastor that's preaching and teaching the word of God. If we're not growing and if we're not learning and growing, something wrong with us. Isn't that right? Nothing wrong with our pastor. He's being led by the Spirit of God, preaching the word of God. And I'm trying my best to grow up in the Lord. I'm trying to grow. The Bible said, grow in grace. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God wants us to grow up in him. There's no time to be a baby. Whiny. That's what happened to Israel, wasn't it? My God, they was whining, complaining, and grumbling, and mumbling against Moses. But God took care of them, see? And you're not going to get away with that. God ain't going to let you get away with that mumbling and grumbling. Especially when we're called to be saints, aren't we? Called to be saints. Are we saints tonight, saints? Are we living for God? Amen. Are we living for the Lord? All right. Let's look at Enoch finished well. He started out, walked with God, and he finished well. Let's look at Genesis chapter 6. Let's look at another man back there. Genesis chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Look at Noah. Let's look at Noah here. Genesis chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Uh And verse 3 now, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever. But he's indeed flesh. Yes. Yes. Men of renown. All right, verse 5. God saw the wickedness of man, saw that it was great, right? Great in the earth. Stop right there. Listen at this, will you? Let's look at this verse. Let's look at this verse. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. My Lord. God had to do something, didn't he? Amen. I mean, man got that wicked, got that ungodly. He didn't want to be bothered with God. All right, verse 7. Verse 7. All right. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I beg your pardon. Verse 6. Thank you. God was sorry that he made man upon the earth. Grieved God to his heart. Amen. I'm going to destroy a man I've created upon faith, but I'm going to destroy him. See? All right. All right. Both man and beast. Creeping things and birds of the air. I'm sorry that I've made them. All right, now look at verse 8. Verse 8. We're going to talk about Noah tonight. All right, Noah. Stop right there. Noah found grace. Noah found grace. Noah found favor with God. Noah found grace in the eyes of God. All right, let's read a little further. Stop. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. Here's another man that walked with God. This is a man that knew God, and he walked with God. He obeyed God. Amen? Back there, a lot of sin going on, but that's all right. When hallelujah. Today, sin is rampant. It's rampant, isn't it? All over the place. But God has called us to be holy. Isn't that right? God has called us to be holy. Amen. And we can do it only by abiding in him. The word of God, that if you abide in me, my words abide in you. You know, that's what it's going to take in order for us to please God. All right, let's read. Noah begot three sons and Japheth. Yeah, Sam, Ham, and Japheth. All right. Yes. The earth was filled with violence. People were doing all kind of sinful things because they had turned away from God. See, anytime you turn away from God, you turn into sin. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. You know what? You got it. When you turn from God, you turn to sin. And that's what, remember how Israel, how they would turn away from God, turn and go and do their own thing, and God would let the enemy overtake them. Isn't that right? That wasn't God's will that happened that way. God set up a theocracy, which means he was in charge. He was the boss. He called the shots. Amen? And hallelujah. But now, they said, no, we don't want it that way. We want a king. We see all these people around us, and they got king. We want a king. And that's what they told the prophet Samuel. We want a king. And Samuel was upset about it. And he went to the Lord. And the Lord told Samuel, said, they haven't rejected you. They rejected me. Isn't that right? See, Samuel was just a man. He was a man standing for God, a man God was using to tell the truth and to live holy before the people. My God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Samuel. God told Samuel, they haven't rejected you, but they've rejected me. Give them a king. That's what they're asking for. Give them one. See, lots of times we ask for something, we don't know what we're asking for, do we? So I got to have that. I got to have that. Oh, I got it. If I don't have it, I feel like I'm going to die. No, no, you better get your head screwed on straight. Hallelujah. And God gave them a king. And the first king God gave them was King Saul. My. For a while he did good. Then he turned away from God. King Saul turned away from God. Hallelujah. My God. But God had a plan, didn't he? God had David waiting in the wings. And David, you see, David was a man after God's own heart. But David was young. Remember when he was anointed to be king? He was young. Samuel went and anointed him to be king of Israel. But he had to wait for years. A lot of years before he became king. He had to run from Saul. My. Boy, this is really something. But God took care of him. Got to realize God will take care of you. What does that song say? He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Hallelujah. Anybody know that song? No. But I said, what is he talking about? Yeah, it's I can't. Some, I'm about to get some words to some of these songs. But it's an old song. It's an old song. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise. Come on. God deserves some praise tonight, doesn't it? God deserves some praise tonight. Praise God. Glory. And David was a shepherd boy, wasn't he? Took care of the flock, his father's sheep. But he did a good job. Isn't that right? I mean, you know, when you got a job and you really have you're dedicated to that job, and David was dedicated to it, wasn't he? He was a shepherd out there. And while he was out there keeping the sheep, see, David wasn't going to let nothing destroy those sheep. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. When he was keeping the sheep, a lion came. Isn't that something? My. But he killed the lion, didn't he? Why? Only through God. Only through the power of God. Only through God. If you're going to kill a lion, God got to help you. Isn't that right? You're not going to just rise up and kill a lion unless you got some help from God. But he did that because God was with him. God was establishing him. And then a bear came one time. And they're pretty vicious, aren't they? My. But David believed God, and God blessed David to kill the bear, didn't he? Because he was dedicated to God, first of all, and dedicated to what God, the job had given him. The job God had given him. See, whatever God give you to do in his kingdom, do it with all your heart. Isn't that right? Do it with all your heart. See, hallelujah. Because the word of God say, glory, shalakito to my son, my. A man's gift will make room for him and bring him before great men. But we got to wait on the Lord. It happened to David, didn't it? I mean, David had to wait, and God brought him before great men and brought great men before him. But he had to act like he was crazy at that. But anyway, God delivered David. What I'm saying is, David believed God, and he obeyed God, and he walked with God, and he lived for God. He's called the sweet psalmist. And God said about David, said, he's a man after mine own heart. Hallelujah. And he was, because whenever he sinned, and he did sin, but he repented, he turned to God, and that, he said, God, I've sinned. I've done it. And he took blame for his sin. Some people, they're not going to take blame, especially if it's sin involved. They're going to point the finger at somebody. Amen. But David didn't do that. That's the reason why he was a man after God's own heart. And when God would confront David, David repented and turned to God and got right with God. Hallelujah. That's the reason why when Absalom, one of David's sons, rose up to take the throne, David was driven out of the city. David went. Isn't that right? He was driven out of the city. But David went out of the city. My. Hallelujah. My God. As he was going out, it was a man. His name was Shimei, I believe. But anyway, this man, can we get that scripture? When David was driven out, this man, a thing named Shimei. I want to read that. Can you find that for me? His name was Shimei. He cursed David. He cursed David. Hallelujah. But David humbled himself. That's what it takes to be a true witness for the Lord. We gotta have humility. Isn't that right? We've got to humble ourselves. Jesus being the example. As David was driven out of the city, Absalom's son was trying to take the throne. My. And David humbled himself as he was driven out of the city. And I want to get this scripture here. It's in Samuel. It's in Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 16. Let's look at that. Let's look at what happened here. David. We're talking about men that finished well. Finished well. David made a mistake, but he repented and got right with God. He was a man that finished well. And what happened here? What is it? What verse were we reading? 2 Samuel 16, starting at verse 5. What does it say? Thank the Lord. Huh? Yeah. 2 Samuel 16, beginning at verse 5. Uh-huh. There was a man from the family of the house of Saul. Name was Shimei. And David. All right, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, now he was cursing David. But he wasn't only cursing him, but doing something else too. We'll see what it says. He was cursing David, and what else? Wasn't he throwing something at him? Throwing at him? He was cursing David, and he threw stones at David. David, the king now. This was a king. David was a king. And then this man threw, he cursed him and threw stones at him. What happened? All the servants of King David? All the people and all the mighty men? On David's right hand, on his right hand, on his left hand. All right. Shimei, listen now. Shimei cursed David, and he said what? Read it. Come out. Stop. You see what he said about King David? In other words, you're getting what you deserve is what he said. That's what Shimei is saying to King David. But it wasn't true. See, we have to live down lies in there at our time. Sometimes people will lie on you. Isn't that right? Amen. He was lying about David. Come out what? Read it. Come out, bloodthirsty man. Come out, bloodthirsty man. Read. What? What did he say? What's that word say? You what?
Belial.
All right. It says Belial? Well, Belial is the devil, isn't it? Yeah, man of Belial, man of the devil. See, stop right there, please. Man of Belial, which means the devil, right? Yeah. Stop, just hold on a minute. Now, Jesus, when he went through doing the will of God, doing the will of his Father, casting out devils, healing the sick, raising the dead. Somebody said he cast out devil by the prince of the devils. He cast out devil by Beelzebub. Isn't that something? You know that couldn't be true. Jesus told him the truth about that. But it's a low down shame. What I'm saying is, when you desire to do and when you are doing good, and Jesus himself, hallelujah, was the Son of God. Isn't that right? And they said a lot of bad things about Jesus. Some of them said, you're a Samaritan and you have a devil that go about to kill you. You see how deceived they was? talking to the true Son of God. Talking to the true Son of God because they were deceived by the devil. The devil can deceive people, and he does deceive people. You better believe he does. That's why so many people are going to be lost because they get deceived by the devil. The devil leading them by the nose, so to speak, straight to hell. Amen? And when somebody try to warn them, a lot of times they won't take heed. But here, listen to what's happening here. What Shimei talking to King David. What? Stop. The Lord had returned upon you all the blood of the house of Saul. See, David was a merciful man, isn't that right? Remember, Jonathan had a son. Jonathan had a son. David didn't kill him, did he? No, David took care of him. Mephibosheth. Hallelujah. David was a man of compassion. But here David was, and this Shimei is cursing him and calling him the son of a lie. All right, read. That's what he thought. That's what he thought. So he didn't know no better. Sometimes people run in their big mouth. They ought to be quiet. They've been running his big, just shooting off his trap. He should have been quiet. He said, in other words, God have taken the kingdom from you and given it to your son Absalom. He didn't. Read. Look. Because you're a bloody man. That's what he's saying today. You're a bloody man. See, God's doing what he needs to do to you because you're a bloody man. All right. Abishai. Abishai was, he was one of David's right-hand men there. Yeah. Abishai, what did he say? Read. Stop. Wash it, this dead dog. Do you let, this is a, he called him a dead dog. he called him right. I'm going to say he called him right because that man was just full of the devil and he was cursing God's king. All right. So wash it, this dead dog, all right? Curse my Lord the king. Listen, what he wants to do something about it. What did he say? Let me go over there, I pray thee. Give me a chance to go over there. I want to do something. But what did he want to do? Let me. Let me go over and take off his head. I'll cut his head out for you, King David. Hallelujah. But what did David say? Listen, I'm talking about humility here. David humbled himself. Because David loved God. And David wanted to do the will of God. What did he say? What did David say? The king said? Yes. Let him curse, David. Let him curse because the Lord of what? Said unto him? David said to Abishai and to all his servants. Talking about Absalom, my son. All right. He seek my life. He want to kill me. How much more this Benjamite? Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Let him alone. Listen to what David said. Let him alone. Bye. David got a real curse out here, but David said, let him curse. But listen why he listen on what else David said. Go ahead. He said for the Lord had bid him, David said. All right. It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction. I'm being afflicted here. Maybe the Lord will look on my afflictions. All right. And the Lord will requite. The Lord will bring good to me, all right? For his cursing this day. All right, read a little bit more here. And if David and his men went by the way, See, that's an agitator. You ever see that? Y'all ever see the agitator? See me, I went by on the hillside, on the other side, did you say? On the other side, all right, following him and just doing all that mess. And he cursed as he went, my God. Yeah, I know Abishai fell out taking his head off. And he threw stones at David. And he cast dust. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes, that's good. Amen. Hallelujah. But David was a king. God made him a king. And David finished well. David pleased God. That David was a... If you need to look at the life of David. It's a lot there. It's a lot in life of David. Amen. Hallelujah. So David finished well. Hallelujah. Noah. Hallelujah. All right, we're gonna stop here. We're going to stop here. Say maybe next week, Lord willing, if we, Lord see fit, we'll take up Noah. But tonight we've seen some men that loved God. The Bible says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, all thy strength." Isn't that right? Amen. That's what God tells us. See, God's got to come first in our lives in order to please Him. We can't put nothing or nobody first in our line. Nobody above God. Isn't that right? God's got to be first. He's got to be first. So, saints, let's continue to pray and seek God and to do the will of God. Let's continue in the Word to keep our minds stayed on the Lord, that it keep us in perfect peace, because we're living in the end. As our pastor said, we're living in the last of the last days. And let's take heed to what God is speaking to us through our pastor. God's speaking to us, isn't that right? So let's don't let it fall on deaf ears. Amen? Because the Word of God say, let's see, in Hebrews it says, we ought to give the more earnest heed unto the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should do what? Let them slip. Let them get away from us. See, we got to take heed. Take heed. When the Word of God's coming, take heed. Listen to what it's saying. Thank God and obey it. Do what it said. Search the Scriptures. Study the Word of God. The Christians in Berea, they were Christians. When Paul went there preaching the Word of God, they searched the Scriptures to see if what they was preaching was right. Isn't that right? They didn't just take their word for it. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants us to do today. We know we got a great pastor. We know that. Amen. But he asked us to bring our Bibles. He wants us to bring our Bibles. Amen. Thank God for a man of God and his wife that love God and serving God. Let's continue to pray for them, that God will keep them strong and healthy, and he'll meet their needs, keep them encouraged. Pray that God will save their families. Pray God save our families. Hallelujah. We want our loved ones brought in, don't we? But we need to seek God and do some fasting and praying. Isn't that right? We need to do some, push our plate back some, you know, and do some fasting. Hallelujah. And seeking God. Hallelujah. And God will answer. God answers prayer, doesn't he? God answers prayer. Amen. Let's be encouraged tonight. Let's be strong. The Bible said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. But put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You got to have on the whole armor. Oh, that's right. You got to have all of it on. And it tells what it is, what the armor is. So let's make sure we have on the whole armor of God each day. Walking with God. Amen. Witnessing for God. Letting our light shine. Amen. Before men. That they may do what? See our good works. And do what? Glorify our Father which is in heaven. Give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Give him some praise. He do praise, isn't that right? He do some praise tonight, saints. We don't praise him enough. Hallelujah. In God's presence is fullness of joy, isn't that right? And then at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Do we believe that? Do we believe that? Do we believe that? Do we believe that? Well, let's act like it then. May God bless you tonight. And may God smile upon you, my God. And as we go from this place tonight, and this morning we had a great service, didn't we? And we went from this place, thank God, and hallelujah. Let's continue in the Word. Let's get in that Word. And Pastor Benham has some good CDs over here. Let's get these CDs and listen to them. I'm telling you, they'll bless you. If you take heed. Won't they bless you? You better believe they'll bless you if you take heed. God is faithful. God is good. Now, yes, sir. All right. All right. What's her name? Donna, you say? Donna. Let's remember that prayer request. Because there's nothing too hard for God, is it? And our friend Sheila, God has touched her somewhat. She's got, what's tell her about her? Got diabetes and we're good. Yeah, we've known her for years, boy. Yeah. Let's keep her in prayer. Yes. Yes, sir. All right. All right. Let's remember that request. Amen. And let's remember Nana. How's Nana doing? She been make the church this morning? Is she doing pretty good, or do you know? Don't know. Then let's keep Nana in prayer. And all the saints. What'd you say? She wasn't feeling that good. All right. So let's keep her in prayer, and all the saints of the church, you know, that having health problems, let's pray for them. Let's continue to pray one for another. That's what God said, didn't he? Pray one for another. Amen. And thank the Lord for his faithfulness. Thank the Lord. Let's just pray for those prayer requests right now. Lord, God, we thank you for you are our healer. Lord. You are a healer, Lord. Healing is the children of prayer, Lord. We bring Jerry to you, Lord. And we bring, Lord, I don't remember those names, but you know. We bring Jerry, and we bring each name that have been called tonight, Lord. We bring them before you, Lord. God, you see them, you know them, Lord God. God, we pray that you heal their bodies, Lord. God, with your stripes, they heal by the power of God, Lord. We claim deliverance, God. We send the word of God right now, Lord. Bless, deliver, heal. Set them free, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we claim the victory, Lord. God, we claim complete deliverance. Be it so, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for victory. Thank you for peace, Lord, that you'll be glorified, Master. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And amen. All right, we're going to receive an offering again tonight. Offering tonight. Like I said, Pastor Benson asked me to do this, but it's to help out. It is to help out. Amen. Got anything? I had some gold. I don't know where I'm getting it. I forgot to get them. One more. So, but whoever got, you know, if you got something, all right, if you don't, you understand. But on Sunday nights, we're going to start. We're going to be receiving an offering. Amen. To be a blessing and a help and an encouragement. Amen. And I don't have any tonight. Whoever's got something, put it in. Amen. Amen. You know, God wants, God loves a cheerful giver, right? He loves a cheerful giver, you know. I mean, he really does. He loves a cheerful giver. And you know, last time we buy a lot, what? We buy what we want to buy, but something. We might want to leave a couple of sodas off or a cup of coffee or something like that. I don't have anything. Now, I had something I was going to bring, but I forgot to get it. Well, praise God. God is so good. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? Mighty God, we say, right? Amen. You got that song, Brother Mike, Brother Mighty God, we say? Bro, just get something good. Just get something good. Brother Mike and Brother Doug can always get something good. They can, you know. Amen. Thank God. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for the offer.